Governor Kim Reynolds has proclaimed 49 Iowa counties as a disaster area, which allows those counties to be eligible for grants and loans. Although our neighbors to the south, Woodbury County, and to the northeast, O'Brien County, were listed as part of the disaster declaration, Plymouth County was not listed. Many people may be wondering why Plymouth County was left off that listing, especially since Kingsley and portions of southeast Plymouth County suffered damage from Wednesday's storm. In a conversation with Plymouth County Emergency Management Director Dwayne Walhoff, the question was asked why Plymouth County was not mentioned as a disaster area. Walhoff says that the county did not meet the requirements or threshold in order to be considered as a disaster area. He says part of the criteria is if a public entity had been damaged, and in the case with Plymouth County, there were no reports of damage to any public facility, only privately owned structures that Walhoff says will be covered by private insurance companies. Walhoff also says that the damage that occurred in Plymouth County was confined to a small area and was not widespread throughout the entire county. The Lamar's American Legion, Wasmer Post number 241, will participate in the national program Reefs Across America Saturday morning. That event will take place at the Veterans Park in Lamar's beginning at 11 a.m. Wayne Shipper, a past post commander and local organizer of the Reefs Across America program, says that the mission is to honor, to educate, and to remember.
The mission is to convey the message of honor, teach, and remember. And that's what we've been trying to do over the years, even outside of the time frame when we do Reefs Across America. So it's important. Education is something that we want to continue with so people, as they get older, understand what the military's part was in this United States of America. So, we'll kick that off in the morning at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Park.
Shipper says veterans and members of the local legion will place wreaths for each branch of the military services, plus an additional wreath honoring the POWs and MIAs.
This year we have one addition to the wreath ceremony. We do the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, and then we'll have the Space Force, and then we'll continue on with the Coast Guard and Merchant Marine and POW MIA wreath.
Shipper says that the local veterans group has performed the placing of wreaths for the past 9 years. He says the national program has expanded.
This year now there will be over 3,000 locations across the United States that will be doing ceremonies of this type. But a lot of them will be going to cemeteries and putting wreaths on graves at that same time frame. Also, many volunteers are used during this period of time also, other than just Legion members.
A past post commander says that the Reefs Across America originated in Maine, and still today those reefs are created in Maine and sent out all across the United States.
The truckers that bring them around the United States and drop them off, they do that as a free will also. So that's something that I think people are unaware of too, that there's a lot of volunteer that go into making this happen.
As mentioned, the Reefs Across America ceremony will happen at the Veterans Park located at 3rd Avenue and 10th Street Southeast. Last week, a group that refers to themselves as Informed Choice Iowa, a lobbying organization, held a meeting in Lamar's to discuss medical freedoms and the proposed mandates by some states and the Biden administration requiring people to wear a mask or, at the very least, be vaccinated against COVID-19 virus or risk losing their employment. Bree Johnson is a board member with Informed Choice Iowa and says that many times people may not know that we have options when dealing with medical issues such as vaccinations against COVID.
We are a group that represents all Iowans. So I live in Des Moines, but travel up here because we want to empower people in their local communities to use their voice and stand up for their own individual personal medical choices. Our organization works with legislators we encourage legislation that will support informed consent, so people are aware of the medical decisions and the ramifications, both good and bad, to those choices. And we oppose mandates. So we don't feel that the government or anybody should coerce or force anybody to do anything medically against their will.
Governor Reynolds has taken a position to be against mandates requiring either the wearing of masks or vaccinations. Although the governor does advocate getting the COVID vaccination and wearing a mask should be a personal decision. The Iowa legislature also passed a law saying that mandates for masks and vaccinations would not be allowed within the state. Johnson says that her organization wants to educate Iowans about the dangers of exemption due to medical concerns.
As an organization, and what we're seeing kind of happen across Iowa at the grassroots level, is individuals don't want to live life by exemption. And so our organization partners with NVIC, and they've been monitoring this medical freedom movement for 40 years. And so, you know, I personally got involved in the movement because I was started seeing what was happening on the East and West Coast. So California, their exemptions have been removed. And so we have legislation put forth and signed into law requiring people to accept exemptions. But then what happens 5 years or down the road when they then decide they don't want to honor or accept exemptions? So we were concerned about life by exemption. We don't feel that that's how it should have happened. That's not how our community or our society operated 2 years prior. Why are we having to do it now? And so that is just a message that we try to get out. And we do that because we've observed what's happened in California, in New York, New Jersey, with some of the other states whose exemptions have been eroded away.
Johnson says that as she travels across the state holding meetings, more people are enthused about the movement to prevent medical mandates.
People are fired up. You know, a lot of people come to this movement because their line is crossed. You know, they're concerned about their job. They're concerned about their livelihood. And so they're wanting to get engaged and they want to do something. We want to do everything we can to support them. My background is in marketing and graphic design. I didn't really foresee that being used in that capacity, but here I am. So everybody has something that they can bring to this movement, to politics, to stand for, you know, what they strongly believe in. And that's what we would like to see. And we think people are really eager to get involved, be that line in the sand that enough is enough. Here's where the erosion of my freedoms stop.
Johnson says that people interested in obtaining additional information can go to their website, informchoiceiowa.com. She says they are also featured on Facebook.